of this theme of the heavenly messengers, of the deep wisdom and heart-opening teachings that can come from sitting down with the experiences of this human life of aging, illness, dying, and how that teaches us something about waking up. And we've had this gentle entry in and have been exploring impermanence, which is one of the key ingredients in all of these messengers. And I'd like to continue with a practice today. Last week we worked with a somewhat different body practice that was a way of maybe taking the body a little less personally, seeing it for its component parts of skin, flesh, and bones. And this week we'll do a meditation that is really about just grounding into the body. But toward the end of the meditation, I'll introduce a contemplation. So sometimes in our meditations, we drop in a contemplation, a way of lightly and spaciously engaging the mind as a way of exploring experience to more deeply understand or see experience as it is. So we'll have a relatively simple meditation, and then toward the end there'll be this guided contemplation that'll lead us into our exploration today. So I invite you to maybe take a few breaths and let yourself begin to settle. To sit with intention, which might involve a slight adjustment in your posture. An arrival into sitting so that you begin to know that you're sitting. Part of this knowing can come from an aligning of the body. So if you're seated in a chair, it might be feeling feet on the floor. Noticing knees stacked over feet. Hips at a 90-degree angle and resting into the support of the sits bones. If you're sitting on a cushion, it might be really feeling that base of support, however your legs are arranged. Whatever parts of the body are in contact with the cushion or the floor. And here too is a resting into the stability of the sits bones. And out of the stable base of the pelvis, there's an elongation through the spine, allowing the curvature of the spine to be there, however it's manifesting in this moment. Many of our spines age and change through the lifespan. And the energy of elongation is just this slight lifting through the spine. Sometimes the lift comes all the way from the crown of the head. So we are invited to lengthen and open, to sit with dignity. There can be a slight opening through the heart center as the spine lengthens and shoulders soften away from the ears, and might even ever so slightly hug towards the midline along the back body, so that there's a quality of strength and support behind the heart center, so that the opening to the world is supported by the strength of the back body. And with the lengthening and opening, there can often be a slight softening through the belly, so that there's more space for the diaphragm to move with each breath. And the arms resting, hanging from the shoulder sockets, and hands supported by lap or legs. So there's no extra efforting in the arms, allowing a softening through the palms and the fingers. And bringing a few moments of attention to the neck and head. There might be the gentlest of tucking of the chin towards the chest to allow a last bit of lengthening through the upper spine. A relaxing through the jaw. And a softening through muscles of the face. as you settle into the body, perhaps savoring just the felt sense of the body. Sitting, breathing, living. Being. Perhaps allowing this felt sense of the body as a whole to be your focus for practice. Or if you prefer a more specific anchor, maybe it's a touch point, maybe it's a felt sense of the breath. The expansion and release of the diaphragm, or the rise and fall of the rib cage. The warmth and coolness of the breath at the nostrils. Bringing your attention again and again back to a felt experience of the body, the body in a broad sense, or through the felt experience of a specific anchor. And as you sit with the body, I invite you to consider the following body parts in turn. Just considering the nature of, the experience with, each part as I name it. Particularly considering any ways that this part of the body might change moment to moment or through the arc of time. Beginning by considering the hair on your head. We're often born with very little hair on our heads. We often gain hair through our lifetime, and then some of us lose hair as time goes on. Maybe there's been changes in length or texture. Color or sheen. Not getting too tangled in being analytical, cataloging all the changes, but just opening to the experience and the expression of hair on the head through the arc of time. Now, considering hair on the body, some parts of the body may have hair that's noticeable, some may be barely perceptible. And here too, maybe there's been changes through time. Patches of hair or individual hairs that have come or gone. Sometimes we look in the mirror and here's a new hair on the chin or in the ear or the nose that maybe wasn't always there. Maybe we shave and remove some of the hair from our body and it grows back. The face or the legs. So just considering hair on the body and how it's experienced or maybe has changed through the arc of time. Contemplating the nails on the fingers and the toes, all the ways they may change, maybe they grow and we cut them and they grow back. Maybe we injure ourselves and a nail falls off and comes back or doesn't. They might yellow or thicken or become brittle, ridged. Considering nails and how they're experienced through the arc of time. Contemplating teeth. We're born without teeth. They're not yet expressed fully in our bodies. Baby teeth grow in and fall out. Cavities and fillings and crowns, and sometimes we lose teeth. They might crack or color. The surfaces might become worn. Considering the teeth and how they're experienced, how they might change through the arc of time. Finally, contemplating skin. I touched on this last week, and in this moment, just tuning into the experience of skin and how it too might change moment to moment, year to year. We're born and our skin is brand new, soft, sweet. There might be birthmarks we're born with that fade over time. There might be freckles or age spots that appear. The skin gets burned and heals, cut, and it might scar. Wrinkles, sagging skin. Just reflecting on how it's experienced, how it might change through the arc of time. And just letting yourself come back to the felt sense, the experience of the body as a whole, or through your specific anchor. Letting your experience be just as it is. Letting yourself be just as you are, just for now. Taking a slightly deeper breath, maybe breathing some gentle movement into fingers and toes, and gradually finding a way to release this practice, maybe gifting the body a gentle stretch, opening your eyes when you're ready, and coming back into this space here. So the messengers are often invoked or practiced with through a recitation that is known as the five remembrances, and I'll just offer them and we'll unpack these remembrances one at a time over the coming weeks. And the first one is, this body is of the nature to age. There's no way to escape aging. This body is of the nature to have ill health. There is no way to escape having ill health. This body is of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. Everyone and everything I love is of the nature to change. There's no way to escape being separated from them. My actions are my only true belongings. There's no way to escape the consequences of my actions. They are the ground upon which I stand. There's many versions of this. That happens to be one of my favorites. It's quite simple and clear in its language. And this first reflection of this body is of the nature to age. There's no way to escape aging is such a rich contemplation. You know, we often treat aging in our culture like somehow it's a mistake, you know, this multi-billion dollar, you know, industries that are about beauty and exercise and plastic surgery and all these ways we're encouraged to, you know, extend youth as long as we possibly can. And it's a natural process. I mean, I really like the wording of this. This body is of the nature to age. It's not a mistake. It's a natural, inevitable process. You know, and we are not our bodies. That's one of the other, you know, interesting, I think, beliefs that's baked into so much of our cultural framework, and part of why there's so much emphasis on appearance and youth. And we're just not this. In some ways, I've come to feel like it's more like we're borrowing this body in this incarnation, and I'm tasked with being the best steward or caretaker of this physical presence as I can be in the time that it happens to be breathing and here on this you know, planet. And you know, many of us have this experience wherever you are in your life trajectory. You know, sometimes look in the mirror and it's like, wait, you know, who is this person? You know, like it's sort of startling, you know, you know, it's like, wow, you know, there's new hair, there's less hair, there's wrinkles, something's changed, there's freckles, there's, you know, and it's startling because the sense of, you know, who we are or what we are or what's valuable doesn't always match. You know, there's a part of us that might feel very playful and 6 years old inside. There might be a part that you know is just as joyful and curious that isn't aging, you know, in the same way. And so this package is so partial, and so practice, one of the ways of practicing with aging are these family of practices to take the body less seriously, to start to dissolve that sense of, this is me. You know, last week we worked with skin, flesh, and bones, you know, just these ingredients, these components of the body. And that's a simplified version. And I mentioned there's this practice known as the 32 parts of the body, where they go through all of these parts. You know, they're often framed as the unbeautiful parts. You know, the list starts with the five that we played with today, and sometimes that's a beautiful simplified practice because it's often quite obvious that hair on the head, hair on the body, you know, nails, teeth, and skin all change through the arc of time. You know, you have more hair or less hair or dark hair or white hair or, you know, hair that's falling out. And nails that come and go. And it's like, would you say, oh, you know, if I cut off your hair, it's like, is that you? You know, have I now just cut off a piece of you? Or if you cut your nails, it's like, is that you? If you lost all your teeth, would you be gone? You know, it's like it starts to dissolve this sense of a solid, enduring self through time that's about the body. And it can help us start to be less, I think, attached. There can be less stickiness. You know, often there's a great deal of fear around the changes that happen in the body. And working with particular these parts of the body, we often are less, we may have feelings about our changing appearance, but there's often not so much fear about clipping your nails, you know, versus like, how's my liver doing in there? You know, when you get to some of these other parts of the body that feel more vital to our survival. So often working with these more superficial parts helps us play with and touch into the impermanence of the body. It's happening on a cellular level. And it's not just all decay. It's a cycle, you know. We have new cells that are forming and disappearing every single day, every single moment, really. And it's miraculous, you know. And we don't live forever. And aging, and actually contemplating aging, starts to strip away those illusions. You know, the illusions that we could live forever, the illusion of being in control, you know. That's, you can also contemplate, like, okay, the hair is changing. Am I in charge of that? Am I in charge of my hair grew 6 inches this year? I didn't make that happen. That's happening on its own, you know. It's like, who's in charge of this body? You know, and sometimes playing with this around these more superficial parts of the body, the hair, the nails, the teeth, the skin, also helps us work with the part that's trying to control, you know, how's my heart doing? Am I ever going to get a cancer diagnosis? Am I ever, you know, the ways that we really can be working with, you know, fear and struggle. You know, and to start to touch and hold and care for the vulnerability of living in a body. You know, the vulnerability. There's the vulnerability of what can happen to us. And as we get into illness and dying, you know, that's one of the expressions of vulnerability. You know, there's the loss of identity, of appearance, a sense of invisibility that can come with aging. You know, there's the literal loss of capacities that happen as the body ages. We don't see as well, we don't hear as well, we don't move as well. Things start aching and creaking and clicking and popping. You know, it's a little bit like a one-man band kind of experience sometimes. You know, it's like Rice Krispie treats, snap, crackle, pop is what it feels like sometimes, even for me. As I stand up, I'm like, here it is. You know, so practice can support us. And maybe I'll just name this and then we can pause. You know, our posture supports us. So even what I guided as we entered this practice, that the elements of, you know, lengthening through the spine, the strength of the back to support the opening of the heart and the softening of the belly, can be a helpful support to us as we work with the body. 'Cause to work with these heavenly messengers, we really do need an open heart, and the body can actually support us in having a courageous, open heart. So what I might invite in our share for today is, you know, maybe you had something, you know, an insight around impermanence in the body working with these five parts, or maybe there's something, you know, around what's your relationship with vulnerability? What's your relationship with vulnerability of living in a body? And we'll take a little time in breakout rooms, and then we'll come back for just a minute or two. So let's just see. Okay, you'll have about 6 minutes. So enjoy each other. I don't know if I can, let me see if I can. Feel free to try. Okay, that sounds good. I'll be doing a virtual retreat. Thank you. Welcome back. I'll just see briefly if there's anything that wants to be spoken before we close with a short quote. So I would invite you, if you wish, you know, to maybe play with this. Play with, you know, the parts of the body, skin, flesh, and bone, or, you know, hair on the head, hair on the body, nails, teeth, and skin. If you like, to just explore your relationship with impermanence in the body and with vulnerability and you know, I also really want to acknowledge that it's certainly not all bad news, this aging process. So we'll explore some of the richness next time. Steve Maraboli says, when you truly embrace your human impermanence, you connect with the power you have and influence you have over the time you have. So, you know, this turning toward the truth of aging often opens up us to deeper presence, deeper appreciation, and a more profound connection with life. So, we'll explore this some more next time and how really this paradox that opening to vulnerability actually opens us to more freedom. And just a reminder.